This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. In this past election, Eagle County voted overwhelmingly for a recreational pot tax. The county will use the revenue for mental health services. The tax is effective January 1st, but a strong revenue stream is a long way off. In the meantime, Eagle County is preparing for what they'll do with the money when it starts coming in. To learn more, I'm joined in the studio by our reporter, Wyatt Orme. Hi, Wyatt.
Hi.
Okay, so this tax is effective January 1st, and the county expects revenue to start coming in mid to late February. So what's Eagle County doing to lay the groundwork for those funds?
So before the faucet turns on, before the money comes in, the county's coming up with a game plan. They've met with representatives from across the county, the Roaring Fork Valley included, and they've asked, you know, what are the biggest issues you guys are facing? How are we going to address them? And how can we present that to the voters? I spoke with Chris Lindley. He's the director of public health and environment for Eagle County. And he said the most important thing for him is to be able to show voters the results.
So how can we see results with something like improving community mental health? Like, how is something like that measured?
One example that Lindley gave me was suicide. Eagle County, unfortunately, has had 16 confirmed suicides this year, and that's really bad. That's 6 more than ever recorded. It's more than twice the yearly average. So, I mean, obviously the county wants to put a lot of resources behind suicide prevention. One idea they have is to provide mental health first aid training across the community, trainings that would help people learn to identify and understand and also respond to signs of mental illness and substance abuse problems. You know, with a program like that, they would gauge the effectiveness of it through things like how many people actually attend the training, how many people thought that it was helpful. And the most important metric is pretty obvious. Here's Chris Lindley.
Are we having less people kill themselves each year? And that is the goal. You know, no matter what we're doing, if those numbers are not improving, we are failing.
So what can people who live on the Roaring Fork Valley side of Eagle County expect?
So there's talk of getting more mental health counselors working within the Roaring Fork School District. Also, the Aspen Hope Center is looking to become a licensed crisis stabilization unit. The county's also talking with Mountain Family Health about providing more what's called integrative behavioral health with their patients. And that basically just means including mental health and kind of a patient's overall health picture.
Are they going to use any of the money to build facilities for mental health?
They are not. On Tuesday, Eagle County commissioners met with Chris Lindley and other members, other stakeholders. The county owns some land, and they are thinking about building a facility there. Money from the pot tax would be used for services, but none of the money would be used for the actual building.
All right. Thank you, Wyatt.
You're welcome.
I'm Kristen Kay. This is Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.